Welcome to ForthStream.com, and today we're going to talk about the practical benefit of knowing and applying, because that really what knowing means is that you know how to apply it, the instructions that God has given us on how to live well.
Well, you've got science, and obviously science has a lot to contribute to our faith. There's philosophy, and you have to be, it's tricky, but you know, God has a philosophy. Today we're talking about theology, and those are kind of our human attempts to define God. And some of this is who God says he is. Some is who we want him to be. So usually we have to be careful not to be trying to serve our own purpose when we come together with putting our theology together. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit today. While theology is essentially God-focused, it's every bit as corruptible as the information that's coming.
Yeah, it's really a lifelong process, don't you think? Over the years, my circumstances have changed. The world around me has changed. You know, how I understand myself and life, I've just grown up. And so, like, for instance, as a teenager, how I could look at things and go, oh my gosh, I've grown up so much since I was five. But when I was a teenager, somehow I kind of thought some of that would end.
Right.
And now I'm realizing the stage I'm at now that it doesn't ever end because of circumstances changing, because of me changing.
You never quit learning, Bernadette.
Well, they used to say that, but now I believe it.
Voice of a grandparent from the past. Yeah, well, you know, what we tried to do today was put together some passages that just talk about how do you find honest theology? Because, as I said before, it's tricky. And there are some passages, if you allow the God story to interpret itself, there are some passages that can be really helpful.
Yeah. So, for instance, one of them is Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 9. Now, I'm just taking a little portion out of that. But love God, your God, with your whole heart. Love him with all that's in you. Love him with all you've got. Write these commandments that I've given you today on your hearts. Get them inside of you. And then get them inside your children. It goes on to talk about them just really, you know, all the time when you're walking around, when you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I think what I've learned from this is that it's not just memorizing verses.
Yeah.
It's not just knowing the information or teaching my kids the information. It's how do you live life together and figure out what it means inside of each instance.
Yeah. The Bible is written completely relational, and you have to look at it that way. It's not, there's a lot of information in it, and there are things to be mastered and understood. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of those is to lead us into a deeper relationship with God.
There's another one in Psalm 19. And again, you know, that's the whole chapter. I'm just picking out a couple of phrases. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Another one is clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. And these are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Again, kind of what I've learned is it's really true about danger and hidden treasure. He keeps me from one and he gives me the other, often in the same circumstance. But when I walk away from the danger, he shows me the reward of walking away. But he doesn't give me that or show me that reward before I do it. Generally.
Right.
Generally, I have to choose to do what he asks me to do, and then the reward comes. I don't get to know what the reward was.
Well, and as you're talking about that, it reminds me of the next passage we have on the list. And you can find all these at in the post at ForthStream.com. Down at the bottom, it says Finding Honest Faith. There are a number of resources for you there. This is one of them. Psalm 119, 9 and 11.
How can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. I'm single-minded in pursuit of you, and I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart,
cool,
so I won't send myself bankrupt. And again, this just for me goes back to, it's not about memorizing things. It's not about just knowing what the rule is. It's really understanding what it means internally and how does that work out. Again, like you said, it's relational. It's not just like, here are the rules and they're just, you know, written and that's it. They're not just rules. They're communication between God and
well,
us.
Well, and coupled with that is it's so freeing to be able to be honest with God. If you know how God has revealed himself in the scriptures, he basically is everywhere all the time. So there's nowhere we can hide from God, right?
Right.
So when we're looking at how God is at work in our lives, we might as well just face up to who we are and who God is so that God can guide us through and show us how to navigate our path.
Another one is John 8:31 and 32. And we hear this all the time. You hear it now on TV in lots of really shallow ways. If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. Then you will experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will set you free. And you hear that on TV, but you only hear the end. If you know the truth, the truth will set you free, but it doesn't go back to that beginning part about what you have to do, what you have to experience to experience the truth setting you free.
And again, it's relational. If you continue in my word, so you listen to God's word, then you continue in his words, then you are truly followers of mine. Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So it is a package, isn't it?
Yeah. How much time do we have?
Oh, we're okay.
Okay. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, concentrate on doing your best for God, work you won't be ashamed of, accurately laying out the truth, plain and simple. And I think what I've learned from this is that how I live generally is an accurate representation of what I believe, because no one believes what I say if they see me living differently. Now, that doesn't mean I don't live differently sometimes than I say I believe, but if they generally see me living a certain way and then I say I believe this, nobody believes me.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe other people, so I assume they don't believe me.
This, if I were going to pick out...
going back to that, okay. You have a great story, an example of that.
Right, and you were spring just, this on me?
Yes. You were just telling it the other night about the basketball court.
Yeah.
What you learned about...
Oh, yeah. I was a brand new Christ follower and started playing basketball with some guys that were like way further down the road as Christ followers. And I thought, this doesn't seem any different than a basketball game I was playing in 6 months ago. And that was a real shock to me because I thought that my faith was supposed to be consistent with how I lived. And now I realize that I've spent the last number of decades trying to figure out how to make those two things go together. If I was going to choose probably one of my life verses, and because we're talking about authentic faith related to theology, this would be it. Hebrews 4. God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what.
Yeah, I think what I've learned is that this is one way he shows he cares about me.
Yeah.
Again, talking about the relational, he will do heart surgery on me if that's what it takes.
Rather than seeing you die.
Yeah, for me to be able to, to believe him without a doubt, or to give up my own identity because he's trying to protect me. And that's just huge. He will stop at nothing to help me be who he really wants me to be.
So we've been talking about navigating science and the philosophy that goes with science. We've been talking about the different philosophies of life. And now we're talking about navigating theology. And we're looking at some of the main statements from the God story that are explaining how we can navigate theology to find authentic faith. Because just because it's theology doesn't mean it's authentic, right?
Correct.
Okay. 2 Peter. You thought you were done, didn't you?
I did. Even though it has only lately, at the end of the ages, become public knowledge, God always knew he was going to do this for you. It's because of this sacrificed Messiah, whom God then raised from the dead and glorified, that you trust God, that you know you have a future in God.
So even though this has all been planned for a long time, we're kind of at the end of it. And that's kind of exciting to be in that position. Close with one of my favorites here, Revelation 19. He is dressed, and this is talking about Jesus, he is dressed in a robe soaked with blood, and he is called or addressed as the Word of God. What a beautiful, beautiful picture. Hey, if we search in the right places, the wonder of the macro and the micro of science, the longings of the hearts of mankind, you can learn a lot through any philosophy. In the face of Jesus, in the proven God story, we can find authentic teaching that will propel our lives of faith through this world and into the one to come. See you soon, God Story friends.